Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, May 13th, 2025, post-freaking market wrap-up. They will not let me go live. I tried twice. They are blocking me from going live. I have no idea why, but that ain't going to stop me. There is no way they could do anything they want. They could try whatever the freak they want. There ain't no way that they're stopping this guy over here. It's not happening. Guys, listen, again, I know this is kind of a disappointment, but I do want to get some information out to you, some really important stuff that I really do wish I could have shared with you during a live stream. Of course, that's impossible. Oh, yeah, it's just freaking impossible. Just lovely. Anyway, look, we got a lot to cover here. I want to talk about gold. I want to talk about what JP Morgan said, why they said it, and what it really means. I'm going to talk about the stinking data that we got today. I mean, at least they're admitting that inflation is still rising. Oh, you can't make that thing up, right? But we need to dig a little deeper. Let's start off with this, guys and girls. This is what the dollar did today, all right? The dollar is getting hit. It's not going to hold 100. We're going below 100, okay? This is the relative strength of the dollar. The dollar is dying. We all know it. It's not even being seen anymore as some kind of a safety margin asset. It's just not anymore. So just say goodbye to the dollar, probably a number one reason why you need to be in gold here. But this entire system, the fiat system, people, it's so corrupt. It's so perverted. It's so turned inside out. And the debt market is telling us we got a problem. Here we go. 10-year yield, 4.5. Actually, it was 4.48 the last time I just looked at this. But that is bad. Okay, this is debt getting dumped. And it ain't making its way into the stock market because we finished mixed today. So here's another sign for you that things aren't so healthy. Now, look, this is something I haven't brought up in a while, but this is the MMRI, again, available on my website, traderschoice.net for you. There is a link in the description of this video. We're at 281. This is high risk. You see how it's structured? We are very close to an extreme risk of environment yet again. And I can promise you that if debt keeps selling off like this, this stock market ain't going to be happy about it. Now today, this is where we finish with the market. Dow lower, S&P 500, okay, a little bit here. The NASDAQ put on a nice gain today. Okay, just freaking lovely and fantastic. Now gold, silver, and crude. Again, Israel pounding targets in the Middle East here with, of course, the backing of the United States. You're paying for it, just in case you were wondering here. So that's what's going on here with commodities. And, of course, there's a lot going on with Saudi Arabia. We need to talk about Saudi Arabia. This is what's going on here with regard to cryptocurrencies. Higher, probably going much, much higher here. But you got to understand, first of all, you need this in your portfolio. You all know that. Me, I believe you need to be obviously spread in a lot of assets. I do believe you need to be in cryptocurrencies. I really do believe Bitcoin is, because it's the mommy, it's kind of where you should be. XRP, I believe, is it's starting to uncoil here, meaning I would expect this to move much higher soon. But again, don't go all in on any of this stuff, people. You know my take. You got to be kind of diversified, period, the freaking end. The other thing is with President Trump and his sons building this crypto dynasty, it's incredible. I mean, they're in every part of the crypto market you can imagine right now. And their alignments with what's happening in the Middle East, which we already know is going on. I know most of you out here have already done your homework. Middle Eastern countries, Qatar, who just, again, donated a $400 million jet to President Trump for Air Force One, big holder in President Trump's crypto companies, as well as his son, Saudi Arabia, same thing. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. It's very simple. Verify what I say. Call me out if I got it wrong. I've been telling people this over the past few days, but I've been telling you that President Trump and his son's companies, their crypto dynasty that they're building, yeah, they got some heavy investments here from Middle Eastern nations. I haven't heard one person tell me I got it wrong. You know why? Because I haven't. All the information is out there. Look it up for yourself. Now, with regard to inflation, this is what we got today with regard to the CPI, Consumer Price Index. Inflation rises marginally, and we're still waiting for tariff impacts. Lovely and fantastic. At least they're admitting inflation is going up. How about this one? It now takes a six-figure salary to afford a rent in more cities than ever before. People cannot survive. Does that sound familiar to you? Well, it really, really should. Let's go over some other stuff, and I want to really dig into gold. So this is something that should make you happy, and I want you to see if there's a common denominator. Are you ready? Elon Musk says Starlink was approved in Saudi Arabia. Let's move forward. Trump says to lift serious sanctions secures a $600 billion Saudi deal. Saudi Arabia. President Trump announced today that the United States will lift long-standing sanctions on Syria and secured a $600 billion commitment from, guess who, Saudi Arabia to invest in the United States. Invest in what? Maybe we'll get let in on that secret here. I'm sure that thrills you. So, Saudi Arabia, Trump, this is Musk and Saudi Arabia. I'm sure you're thrilled about that. This is Trump and Saudi Arabia, and yet another one. Trump and Saudi Arabia bond, your bond with Saudi Arabia is more powerful than ever after President Trump signs a $1.42 billion arms deal. Let's read this part here. The White House says this money will provide Saudi Arabia with state-of-the-art war fighting equipment. I really think this is great for the United States, don't you? Let's provide Saudi Arabia here with state-of-the-art war fighting equipment. Sounds fantastic. I'm sure you're all for it. The guys with the red hats, the girls with the red hats, I know you're backing this 100%. So this is, a lot of this is directly quoted from President Trump. President Trump pushes for a golden age of the Middle East. Golden age. Oh, you're reading into that. It's all about gold. Saudi Arabia is going back to a gold standard too, right? Together. This is President Trump. We have made unprecedented strides and tremendous progress. Trump says, adding that the dawn of a bright new day awaits the people of the Middle East. Not you. The people of the Middle East. Let us move forward. For the first time in 1,000 years, this is President Trump, the world will look at this region not as a place of turmoil, strife, war, and death, but a land of opportunity. But if that's really the case, then why are we providing them with $142 billion of arms? Maybe, does someone want to tell me about that just so they can fight more war? Okay, Trump goes on to say that his administration has launched the golden age of America and the Middle East. Can't make that up, can you? We will work together. We will succeed together and win together. And we will always be friends. Remember, he said that. Wrapping up the speech, Trump thanks Mohammed bin Salman, and received a standing ovation. Interesting. I wonder how many women were in that crowd. How about zero? Saying we are with you all the way. And this is what, you know, see any women in the background there? Oh yeah, they're a beacon of freedom and liberty. Just like Qatar, beacon of freedom and liberty. Here's another beacon of freedom and liberty for you. How do you like that? Now let's talk you and me a little bit more here. Am I making anyone angry here? The red hats especially? I'm trying to, in case you're missing the point here. I'm really trying to piss you off. Yeah, I'm doing it on purpose. Well, I always do. So anyway, this is Fortune Magazine doing a report here on JP Morgan. They're analysts, okay? So this is what JP Morgan analysts are saying. This is beautiful. Gold could soar to 6,000 by 2029. Greg Manarino jumped right onto that because people, you know, I love gold. I love silver more. My two favorite assets on this freaking beautiful planet would be silver number one and gold number two. So let us move forward here. Playing off of JP Morgan, gold $6,000 or $6,000 gold by 2029? Let's see. Lions, yes, the super bank. JP Morgan analysts are actually saying that $6,000 gold could become a reality by 2029. Well, here's what I have to say. $6,000 gold makes sense, but may undershoot reality. Yeah, I think it's undershooting reality, but let's talk a little bit more about why Greg Mannarino was saying this, or Greg Mannarino just making stuff up out of his head. Okay, so what we do know is the U.S. dollar is losing 9.5% of its value annually. Yes, it is. Look at it yourself. Look it up for yourself. Don't believe me. Believe the CPI numbers, because they're telling you inflation is still rising. But you see, their numbers are not ours. We live in reality. These numbers that they're floating at us, that I really believe, because I'm deranged, would change under President Trump's tenure, because the freaking imbecile thing, creature vomitous math, Biden, I thought that, maybe things would change, but I was wrong. I was lied to. I was conned by the Supreme Con Man. Am I pissing you off yet, Red Hats? I'm trying to. So anyway, let's start with this. So we know this, people. The dollar is, let me just show you what I'm talking about. If the dollar continues to lose value at 9.5% annually, let us move forward. Gold must rise to maintain its real worth. Does that make sense to you? It does, because you're smart and you don't have a red hat on. Global de-dollarization is spreading. BRICS nations are hoarding. People, this is no secret. I am not making this up. Look it up for yourself. BRICS nations are hoarding physical gold. Meanwhile, the United States here, we're becoming the crypto capital of the world, while President Trump and his sons are building a crypto dynasty along with the people in the Middle East. You notice there's no women back there? They can't be there. They have no rights, no freedoms, and no liberties, just like Qatar does. But they're the beacons of freedom. That's what Trump says. They're beacons of it. This is what he's telling you. He's telling you what he wants America to look like. Yeah. Am I getting to you yet? I'm trying to. If it's not working, congratulations. Global de-dollarization is spreading. BRICS nations are hoarding physical gold and bypassing the U.S. dollar. People, we're on the same page, right? Central banks, especially China, Russia, and India, are buying record tons of gold. You don't believe that? Look it up for yourself. When nations hoard gold instead of treasuries, and what's happening to U.S. treasuries around the world, they're being dumped. It's a vote of no confidence in fiat, in not just central bank issued notes, but in debt overall. Okay, now, debt spiral plus quantitative easing to infinity. U.S. debt is compounding. It's not slowing here, and you could be sure. Again, $1.32 trillion spending is, we're running $2 trillion deficits every quarter here. Make it up. Skyrocketing trade deficit, but that's going to come down because tariffs are going to make you rich. You bought that one too? I bet you did, just like last time. Did you buy that last time? You remember Trump's last tenure when he said that the tariffs were going to pay off the national debt in 3 years? That didn't work. The debt ballooned to its highest, at its highest pace in history. And with regard to the trade deficit, Trump told you that too. It's going to shrink it. It ballooned again to its highest in history. Did you hold into account for that? No, you voted for him to become president again, right? Take that red hat off. Yes, take it off. Now, anyway, when nations hoard gold instead of treasuries, it's a vote of no confidence in fiat. Debt spiral, QE to infinity. U.S. debt is compounding, not slowing. QE is now the default. They monetize deficits until the system breaks, and that's what they're doing right now. It's already broken. Gold just doesn't rise in inflation. It explodes in confidence collapse. Now, here's a big one. Why it's a big one? Because of what J.P. Morgan just said. You see what I wrote here? This is a big one. Institutional awakening. Do you see what I wrote there? Institutional awakening. Here we go. Even JP Morgan, Babylon's financial crown jewel, can't ignore reality. So if they're saying gold 6,000 by 2029, internally, in their hearts, they're saying 8,000, 10,000, or even higher. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Currently, gold, 3,250-ish. Target, 6,000. 4 years, 2029. Okay, let's read this. That's about 13.5% CAGR, or compounded annual growth rate, right in line with historical hard asset surges during global currency debasement. My verdict? We do not need JP Morgan to tell us anything, but 6,000 is not far-fetched at all. In fact, it's the base case based on this alone. Okay. But come on, guys and girls. We know that we're not going to keep following this trajectory. Everything you can think about and dream about and have a nightmare about is going to be utilized to kill the dollar. President Trump, the guy here who's over here aligned with these beautiful people here who are really, they don't like freedoms and liberties, but it's a freedom, it's a beacon of freedom here. You know it is because, well, there he is. With all his friends, not a single woman in the background, of course, because they're not allowed to be there. But anyway, this is where we're going, and it's pretty easy to freaking see. I believe the system could collapse way before that. With regard to J.P. Morgan's call of 6,000 people, I just outlined for you, at a base case, maybe, but I think much, much higher. I think we're on the same page with this. Sound about right to you? I don't know what else to show you here, people. What other proof do you need? Honestly, honestly, right now you should be going out buying gold, especially silver. I love this. I love gold. I love gold. But let me tell you something right now. This talk about gold, 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 it really should be about silver. What are we looking at here, people? We understand that we're going to see a meltdown in this debt market that's going to spin people's heads around like the freaking Exorcist. We all know that. Period, the freaking end. Abso-freaking-lutely here. A meltdown of the debt market will kill, crush, destroy the stock markets around the world. Cash doesn't fly away to money heaven. Guess what? It really doesn't do that. It moves from one reality into another. You all know that. It's going to go into commodities in a massive way. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to make its way into the most suppressed assets in the history of this world. In my view, it's silver number one, gold number two, platinum, palladium number three. Together. That's where we're going. Sound about right to you? I bet you're saying yeah, because you're smart. You understand? And again, I can't wait to read the comments here. I'll get personally attacked because they can attack the messenger all they want. Let them try. And this is my challenge. Attack the message, man. Give it your best shot. Tell me how President Trump isn't bowing to these leaders here in the Middle East, accepting $400 million planes for the investment in his crypto dynasty and his son's crypto dynasty. They're making them richer than ever. Elon Musk, Starlinks. Notice any things going on here? Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia. All Saudi Arabia now. Oh, beautiful, right? We're securing this, we're securing that. Now we're arming them with the most up-to-date weapons on Earth. You like that? The anti-war president? Let's just arm everyone. Let's continue to provide logistics and everything else that is needed for Israel to pound targets wherever they want to. Sounds about right to you? Of course it does. That's what you voted for, didn't you? Oh yeah, I know you did. Yeah. And you notice how we're not hearing how this war, that apparently just ended, that President Trump said we were going to annihilate the Houthis, but now we're friends. It's still going on. Okay, in case you don't know. That war, 2 months, hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about it at all. Do you think that was a free war? It was just a freebie. We didn't have to pay anything for that, for those missiles. No, it was all free. Of course it was. You can't make any of this stuff, people. It's impossible. Anyway, look, man. So golden age, let's not forget, a golden age for Saudi Arabia just opened here because President Trump has graced that area with his presence. Oh, absolutely here. As they're loading up on President Trump's crypto dynasty and his Trumps, they're buying. Oh, they're buying. And they're giving him some pretty nice gifts, a $400 million jet. Let's see what else he gets. What are the quid pro crypto? That's what I said yesterday. You think I got this wrong too? And Greg has TDS? Can't wait to see the comments. Love all of you. I'll see you in the morning. And I do apologize again for no live stream. You got something out of this video? Share it. People hear this stuff, what's really going on. You know what we have here? The most corrupt, I don't even know what to say anymore. This makes Biden look like an angel compared to what we have right now. And the corruption, they're rubbing it right in our face. They're digging it right in. A crypto dynasty built upon Middle Eastern money here. They're becoming so wealthy off of this. And Elon Musk now securing his deal with Saudi Arabia. You don't think this is all connected? It's not connected, Greg. You can't connect the dots. You're wrong. Love you all. See you in the morning.